On September 26th, PR Week hosted a cause marketing roundtable at its offices in New York. In the following clip, Liz Cahill, VP of Marketing for Lee Jeans, Susan Drutrack, Director of the Teen Safety Driving Program for the Allstate Foundation, Mike Swenson, President of Barclay PR and Chief Marketing Officer for Barclay, and Michael Treese, VP of External Affairs and Strategic Philanthropy for L'Oréal Paris, discussed using celebrities as ambassadors in cause marketing campaigns.
Celebrity in our case is chosen, we number one, very carefully, because we want to make sure that every celebrity that is brought to our cause or is an ambassador for us has as much passion for the cause as we do. And as I mentioned earlier, so many people have been either affected or closely affected by it that it's unfortunate that today it's not very difficult to find a celebrity that has either experienced some type of breast cancer within their own family or family and friends. So that's almost a criteria for us, is that we want to make sure they are as committed to our program as possible. The reason celebrity ambassadors are helpful, I can't say that they make or break our campaigns, but they're helpful, is because we are celebrity obsessed to this point today. And they do have some stopping power. They will help consumers stop and look and try to understand, they want to understand more. Why, for an example, I mean, we have found that it's really interesting, a male ambassador, such as several years ago, we chose a male over having females, and we had females for years, and chose Rob Lowe. Very handsome man, very fun to look at, you know, open up, but what we were seeing was the PSA, you'd open up the book, there would be a pink ribbon, pink man talking about breast cancer. It was disruptive. There was something disruptive about it to have people stop and actually think. A man is you know, caring enough about, you know, the women in his lives. And so that was impact. So we want to make sure we use celebrity, but we use it in an appropriate and an authentic way. And the authenticity really comes from their passion. We have found that when we engage with celebrities, I mean, they're people just like all of us, you know, maybe get a little bit more photographers covering them. It's a little today, I feel like, ooh, the paparazzi. But, you know, they're definitely, they're just people. And when they are affected by something, they have so much passion, and they know the power of their voice. And when they're dedicated to this cause, they will share and they will use the power of their voice. And so what we have found is that usually our celebrity takes it beyond anything we could ever ask. You know, we will ask them to do certain things for the cause itself. 9 times out of 10, they do that plus 10 things more. You know, they get so involved into it. So it's been very effective for us, primarily from the awareness standpoint is where we started. But it builds. And now Mike was mentioning, you know, the social media aspect. It's just amazing. You get Facebook, you get YouTube, you get, you know, celebrity definitely helps there. And when these celebrities now, you know, they have their own team pages out on, you know, on Facebook and trying to get people to join their team for the cause. It's just been fascinating. One we had last year was actually Billy Ray Cyrus, who tapped into a community of country music fans that are, the term fanatic absolutely applies. I mean, they are loyal beyond belief and wanted to support him and just went crazy on donations. And we loved it. I mean, it was something we'd never expected. So there's the unexpected nature of celebrity. There's, you know, the expected is, I guess, the awareness factor for us.
You know, we use them a lot in our teen driving program, because what we're trying to do with trying to encourage teens to drive safely is we're trying to sell a fundamentally uncool subject to a highly really. So if you can bring us love there that kind of give that cool halo to the issue, it really helps a lot. We found the same thing. We had Taylor Swift involved with our programs, and she was really hot in the country music scene, and we got all of her fan groups, and it was just phenomenal. We also see it working a little bit differently in our domestic violence issue, in that we just, in this week's Us magazine, have a big story about a partnership we're doing with Just for Success, where it's called Hell Gal Pals.
Yeah.
It's a great program about bringing a handbag you donate to Just for Success to turn donates into a woman who is either entering or re-entering the workforce. And, you know, in today's world, there are so many companies that are doing cause-related programs that you really have to kind of find new ways to break through the noise, if you will, if it's being done with that. And in this case, we got Anna Ortiz from Hungry Betty to be our spokesperson. And she just generated a lot of awareness for this program because she, in fact, was a survivor of domestic violence, political relationships. So again, could speak passionately to the issue.
Absolutely.
And I have to tell you, the media that she has generated for us has been outstanding. We could never have gotten that kind of media without a famous figure who could tell the story about it. Now, of course, our perspective is more the financial empowerment side of it, but it was a nice segue to take her, a famous star, and how she got out of an abusive situation, and here's how you can help other women get out of it, too. So I do think they bring a whole ability to put a hook on your issue and get the attention we need to really drive awareness for the issue.
I can't agree with it, but I just wonder if it's one of those questions that sometimes we don't answer honestly when we're asked, or we don't understand it, that maybe the celebrity had more of an influence than we're willing to give credit to, because it is more about the people around us, our families and friends who influence us and things like that. But I think somewhere in there, there's an influence.
Right, there's an awareness.
It's a higher.
It's not because...
It's one of those questions that I think maybe gets scanned.
Yeah.
Right, well, there's probably more percentage there than...
Right. I mean, obviously when you have Hillary Swank on Oprah cutting her hair for that month, you know, obviously you're not doing it because Hillary Swank cut her hair, but just that level of awareness, that's kind of how it
works.
I think my question...
Yeah, I was going to say there's no doubt that there is a lot of impact there, but for us, for L'Oreal as a company, the spokespeople that are aligned with our brands are actually the spokespeople that for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes when we are, I would probably say practically every time now when we are signing, we're in negotiations with a new spokesperson, they want to know what we represent as a company. They really are asking us, and they get extremely involved once they understand the history of how long we have supported ovarian cancer research, that it's the fifth deadliest disease affecting women. They really want to help in any way that they can, and we've been so lucky. Andy McDowell, who's been representing L'Oreal for 20 years, worked with us to do the first public service campaign ever for ovarian cancer, and it's still in rotation on television. She did both print and television. Mila Jovovich, who represents our cosmetics, younger side, talking to the younger consumer. This past year, we have been so fortunate, we signed Kerry Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Kerry Washington's mother is a breast cancer survivor and totally knows how lucky she is because of the early detection. And we do not have any means of early detection for ovarian cancer. So Kerry has been incredibly articulate and has just woven that into her whole campaign, her publicity campaign around Lakeview Terrace. Eva Longoria Parker. Also, they both did a huge campaign for us in the month of September, speaking about the signs and the symptoms of ovarian cancer and really an educational program around that. And we feel so fortunate, and we know that, and they know that they have so much impact with the consumer out there. And when they take it and they really weave it into all their efforts in the communication, it's just so wonderful for all of us.